that Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Song Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
You will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Welcome to another episode of Grunt Speak, which actually is live from the lair. Now, if you've been watching this show for a while, I used to do a bunch of episodes called Zombie Apocalypse. And I think I have five of them in the can, and I got two more on the drawing board that should probably be filmed. And I have neglected the topic for a while. Now, what we are seeing unfold in Mexico is coming here. And if you think it's not, you're out of your goddamn mind. And that, to be honest, that quite easily could be the beginning of the two-way rifle range, kicked off by a bunch of individuals who are not supposed to be here but yet are. And the numbers I have looked at is somewhere between 15 and 35 million people live in this country here illegally. We've had 4 years of an absolute open border where God knows who and what came across. All of the drugs came, you know, in here that was basically sold and causing the problems we're having, and that money was shipped over to the cartels who bought military equipment, bribed individuals, have their own mercenary armies, and we're seeing this unfold in real time in Mexico. And from what I've been following, they really know what they're doing. They have isolated the target. They're going for maximum damage. And let's just be honest here. In the United States, we got Minnesota with all the smallies. We got Dearborn here in Michigan. I did a whole zombie apocalypse about that in regards to attacking one of the nuclear power plants, which is located on the Great Lakes. Great place to put that. The largest freshwater reservoir on the planet. We're going to put a nuclear plant right there. But that's another video. We have Chicago, Baltimore, pretty much all of the blue hellhole cities have the potential to turn into absolute shit shows. And let's just be honest, the police force there is not equipped to take on that kind of violence, and to spin up the National Guard and get them in position will be also very difficult once things kick off, because most people want to, like, hey, I got to protect my family, I got to move my stuff, I got stuff to do, so that's going to bleed off some strength. So we're going to cover a lot of this craziness today. All right. We're going to great lengths not to show you any gore porn or any direct violence. But, you know, there will be some of that because this is Redonkulous and that's what we do. You don't come here to have us lie to you. We tell you the truth. All right, Battle Dwarf, bring it in, baby.
Well, let's start with this all began with a thought.
Uh-huh. Helen of Troy of today.
Holen of Troy.
Listen, man.
This guy got copped by a piece of tail.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going after a young dude or a younger dude, you always stake out the trim.
Yeah.
Because he's going to come sniffing around sooner or later. It's like clockwork.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Absolutely true. And they will always have a favorite piece of Loth's tail.
Yes. And I bet you that woman's going into an acid barrel as we speak.
She has actually shown up various social media and was ranting about it's not me, it's not me. The problem
doesn't matter.
The problem is this with cartels. They don't care.
They don't care.
If they even think that you're responsible for this, you're going into an acid barrel.
Mm-hmm. Or they just put a hit out on you and somebody's going to get paid.
Yeah.
It's going to be John Wick up in here.
Right. It will. Somebody will just drive up on her and that'll be that. And it doesn't matter whether or not, if the cartel thinks that she's the problem, she's gone. They'll kill her just because they think she's a problem.
And
it doesn't even have to have actually been hurt. Yeah.
And they will go after her whole entire family. They don't care.
This is a tale old as time. Leave the ethos alone.
Yeah.
straight up, stay away from that stuff.
You know, and here's the thing about the cartels is I thought they were very brazen. And this is probably a 12 years old story. It's about 12 years old now. Mm-hmm. They actually captured an entire school bus of college students, and they all got disappeared.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
How the fuck does that even happen?
They rule with an iron fist. Who was the Colombian guy? They made all the movies about it.
I don't remember.
Right now.
Yeah.
Escobar, I think it was.
Yeah, that was Pablo Escobar.
He actually took care of the villages around him because that gave him a built-in early warning system. A lot of these cartels do that. They're shrewd businesses. But anyway, our cartel leader gets taken out. El Mencho. Who's being replaced by a guy named El Yogurt, by the way.
Uh-huh. Now
Mencho gets whacked.
Yep. I'm going to make a prediction here. Mm-hmm. What's going on in Mexico is going to lead to an invitation for the U.S. forces to come in and clean up.
They're already there.
They're already there, but this will be official.
Yes.
Now, I myself... I don't really want to send troops to go fight other people's wars, but we have to be realistic here. That shit is attached to the United States, and it will come here. It's not like it's overseas or on an island somewhere.
I've already confirmed I've already confirmed the presence of this particular cartel here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just drug distribution networks. They're not here hardcore. They're not dug in. But their networks are here. So, and I know they're in a hole. They're all over the Southwest. They're all up and down the East Coast. They're definitely in Washington, Oregon, California.
Well, they're in all of those liberal hellholes. They get to operate with impunity there. They're let out of jail, for God's sake.
Yep. So let's move on to the topic at hand here, and let's take a look at how it goes from resort to zombie apocalypse. Okay, because let's face it, everybody. So I went to Tijuana when I was a teenager. I went to visit my brother out in California. We're like, let's go to Tijuana, and had a great time.
That's where the saying "put your dick in a fat chick and yell fuck you at the police" came from.
That's right.
It did not work out well for me.
I sense a story. Anyway, everybody likes to go down to Mexico, and Puerto Vallarta is the place where everybody went in the old 70s TV series, The Love Boat.
Yeah.
With Captain Steubing and Julie and Gopher. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Puerto Vallarta. Well, it went to shit. And this is the night before. Okay? This is the night before.
It's currently midnight, and I'm walking down the street in one of Mexico's most dangerous states, Michoacan. The U.S. labels this as a level 4 travel advisory state. For reference, some other places around the world that are level 4s are Afghanistan, Syria, North Korea, which is odd because to me, everything seems just fine here. It's quiet, it's cozy, and all the people I've encountered this evening have been lovely. I say it all the time, but yet another example. Don't let the media freak you out. It's good to keep an eye on yourself, and it's good to be smart, but you can't hide in a shell because you'll never see anything cool in the world. Get out there and explore.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
get
sure,
out there
sure.
and explore. It'll be a good time.
That's how you wind up with your head on a stick.
Right.
Or burned up in an acid barrel.
It is... Sadly, I mean, you and I experienced some really crazy shit because we went and saw the world through our assholes on the U.S. taxpayers' dollar. The average American really lives inside of a bubble, and they don't understand that when you go to these locations, these tourist locations, your experience is curated.
Well, here's the thing. The average American lives behind the safety of five fences. Five fences,
yes.
Military, federal police, state police, county police. City police.
Yep. Absolutely true. They have no idea that shit is dangerous. They don't understand what dangerous is. It's you can't even have a discussion with them about it because they don't have a proper concept of it. You would have to like beat them several times over the course of a month for them to get the idea that shit can go wrong in really bad ways.
Yep.
Because they just don't care. They can't process it. But anyway, you had that nice young man who was very convinced that everything was fine.
Oh, he had a nice stash, by the way.
He did have a good stash. Yeah. That was a good stash.
That was quality. Quality.
It was a quality stash. This is the very next day.
It's not possible to get out right now because, first, we're not allowed to leave the resort under any circumstance. So we're locked down in the resort. Mm-hmm. And even if we went out on the streets, the cartel would stop us and force us to get out of the car and light the car on fire. So the whole city is under lockdown. No one is going out because everyone is scared of getting stopped by the cartel. It is definitely really scary. I hope that it ends soon.
It's not.
This is supposed to be like a vacation, a sanctuary.
Wait, there it is right there. This
vacation.
Is how
vacation. Sanctuary.
Yeah, she is in the process of the denial phase. I mean, she's looking at the destruction going, everything's fine. I don't understand.
It'll be fine. You're not going to die.
Everything is peaceful. And then now it's like I'm currently in a war zone.
You don't know what a war zone looks like, sweetheart. This is close, but this isn't quite a war zone.
And yeah, I saw five of them from my room yesterday, and it's still really smoky. Like, my eyes burn when I go outside.
Now you're getting closer to a war zone.
It smells very smoky. Like, the first thing in the morning, I
wait till it smells like other stuff.
Immediate rush of smoke. I do feel like more of a target.
You are.
That we are involved, and I feel like the cartel is a little angry that the U.S. is involved, so I'm scared that I'm going to be targeted more.
You're a cute gringa.
Yeah.
I think that we should have been warned in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. Or at least they could have put out a travel advisory to not travel to Mexico during this time if they knew.
They did.
Hang on. Hold on a minute. Okay. The American government doesn't have a crystal ball. Okay.
No.
Now, typically, they warn people about going to Mexico on a general basis. It's not safe. There's all kinds of fucked up shit there. Mm-hmm.
It's been at level 4. That area has been at level 4 for weeks.
Like a decade. No. Some of those places
been
have been
three. It's been at 3. Puerto Vallarta has been at a 3.
Okay. Anyway. Well, 3 is still pretty bad.
Well, yeah, I know.
But it's been like that for over a decade and a half. Mm-hmm. And like what I'm seeing here by what that woman just said is she did not do her proper area study before she went down there. Mm-mm. That's military speak for know your shit for where you're going to get deployed.
She had no pace either. She had no plan to get the fuck out.
No.
You can get the fuck out of places like that, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to have it all thought out in advance, and you need to have primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency methods of getting out of there.
And you can't hesitate.
Exactly. That was the last thing I was going to say. The second you see the first thing go boom, you're like, pack, leave.
That's right. Get the fuck out of there.
No, it's not going to get better, okay? Once that starts in a place like that, go. Go. Don't even think about hanging around.
But you're also going to see, because of this, you're probably going to see ICE and the United States government actually ramp up ways to get rid of the illegals.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, they need to start going after the people who are, you know, employing these individuals. They take away all their free benefits and shit, and a lot of it will go away on its own.
I will say this about the current situation, given that it's Puerto Vallarta and that's where the ships dock, I am a little surprised that we haven't seen any American naval activity in there. Just create a corridor with some Marines to these resorts and get the Americans out.
That might be coming.
That could be coming. Yeah, I imagine so. But we're only 72 hours in right now. What the two videos that I showed you are less than 12 hours apart. That's how fast this shit happens. Okay. Yep. That you must be aware of that. If you are in a place that has any instability at all, less than 12 hours, gone.
Yeah.
And that's just how fucking fast it goes down. Let's see here. Their president, of course, is pulling the old nothing to see here. It's the freaking...
Are you talking about the president who was Jewish, who got him basically put in place? And
the Jewish princess? Yes. She's a cartel asset.
Of course.
We also have that now. She's a cartel asset.
And I'll expect her to get whacked as well. As soon as she plays nice with Americans, she's going to get whacked.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Let's just look at it. I mean, these guys have been enjoying a business, a billion or if not a trillion dollar business over the past 30 years. And they've been pretty much, you know, unopposed. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had the war on drugs, but that was basically in name only. And the government was basically allowing a lot of that shit in so they could backdoor money for themselves. That's another video.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
But, you know, and now they're cracking down on it. And they're going to get desperate, and desperate people do desperate shit. And this is what we're seeing here.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, even the activity we were involved in, we went down into Bolivia for some time supporting operations down there. And it was about the American government protecting American government money. There was major counterfeiting operations alongside of drugs.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about stopping the war on drugs at all. It was about stopping counterfeit C-notes coming into the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to fucking do? Anyway, while all that's happening, I hit the translate button on this. This is actually El Mundo, the Spanish edition. Okay. The Mexican government confirms that the army captured El Mencho after a romantic encounter with his girlfriend. And the president of Mexico says, Mexico is at peace. It is calm. There is tranquility. There is a government, said Sheinbaum, after the fury unleashed this Sunday in response to the death of the CJNG leader.
Yeah.
So this is her hanging on to her office right now, because if the country starts to come apart, this is Latin America, okay? Mexico is Latin America. Mm-hmm. If the country starts to come apart, and some of those generales, those freaking generals in the Mexican army, decide that this mujer needs to be...
Muerte. She's gone.
Yeah, she's done, dude.
She's done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make the prediction. She'll get whacked inside of 2 years, in my opinion. I could be wrong.
I think we're going to see her removed and exiled or...
whacked.
Have a high-velocity lead... related incident.
Yeah, a kinetic argument.
Yes, that will not go well for her. Anyway, The successful operation summarized General Ricardo Trevilla, Mexico's Secretary of Defense, who revealed that the operation began after it was detected that the drug trafficker had gone to see one of his girlfriends in Tapalpa. Tapalpa is a resort in Mexico. That's where the rich Mexicans go to hang out, as it turns out. It's their Big Bear. It's their Tahoe, whatever you want to call it. Tapalpa is their place to go. Anyway, military forces took advantage of this to tighten their encirclement with the participation of Army Special Forces and the National Guard's Immediate Reaction Unit. Yeah, the guy went up there and he spent more than 24 hours with her, which is always a mistake when you're a guy like this.
Too much of this?
Too much time on the
act. Not enough looking. Not paying attention, too much of this.
Yeah, exactly.
And he wound up putting the penis in his own butthole and he died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was hitting that so hard his nuts were hitting him in the chin.
Exactly. According to the government account, CJNG bodyguards repelled the military deployment with gunfire at first, facilitating the escape of the drug lord and several of his bodyguards who hid in a wooded area outside of the outskirts of Tapalpa. Actually, there's some footage of what happened next because the Mexican Special Forces actually had things planned out and had a triple cordon going.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, so that didn't work well. And also there are rumors that DevGru may or may not have been involved.
The D-Boys?
That's SEAL 6.
Oh, SEAL 6?
In this particular incident. Yeah, there's rumors that SEAL 6 was involved.
Well, it all depends upon when the rotation is, because Delta and SEAL Team 6 take
they
turns.
Do, yeah, right. Doing stuff. That's a true story. They located him hiding in the undergrowth, and they opened fire. They had rocket launchers. Elmencho and two bodyguards were wounded. They were in critical condition and were taken to a medical facility. All four, including a soldier, died en route, the general stated, visibly moved, whatever that means. Authorities opted to redirect the helicopter to the Morelia Airport in Michoacan to transfer them to a plane from there to Mexico City. Anyway, that's when the shit hit the proverbial fan. Right away, the cartels started rolling into Puerto Vallarta and the surrounding area and really just blowing the living shit.
I mean, if they really wanted to, they could storm and actually assault and take over these resorts and just mass, you know, execute everybody.
Wait,
let's hope that doesn't happen.
Stay in this equation.
The cartels. They have enough. Okay. They have enough military force. They could assault it and take it over.
We're actually going to get into that.
Yes,
we're going to get into that. I thought that part through. So anyway. All of that is going on, and all of a sudden, this is the moment where the son of Elmencho was being transferred, detained after the death of his father. The Mexican Navy would have acted without the authorization of the president, who is currently causing a strong earthquake within the government. This is translated from Spanish, by the way. The Mexican Army and Navy carried out the operation against the Capo in coordination with the United States without informing the presidency or local authorities about the operations. Why would Mexican military carry out operations without informing the president?
Because they know the president is on the take. Here we go.
A little bit of a helicopter ride. We got the dude there. He is clearly unclothed. That's to keep him always wearing shorts.
He's got shorts on.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've got another one of these guys, is what this means. And the president of Mexico was not informed that this operation was being carried out, which, as you mentioned, means
they don't trust her.
Yeah, she's in on the cartel take.
Yep. And listen, I could. You're probably going to see some news clips of Hellfire missiles and Samurai missiles hitting certain people. And
I'd like to see a couple of Ginsu Spanks.
Yes.
To be completely honest, I would like to see a couple of Ginsu Spanks.
For those of you that don't know, we have a missile that doesn't explode, but right before it hits its target, it pops open this umbrella of serrated swords that basically dices everyone in like, you know, like a 30-foot like span. And it's like 1.5 meters wide.
And it's also kinetic. So if it hits something, the force with which it strikes just...
Yeah. They're going to get Benihana'd.
Large scale Ukfe.
Yeah. They're going to be Benihana'd. And maybe they'll get burned at the end. Who knows?
Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of that here. Which brings us to our favorite part of the show. Oh, look. We did a show on that. Okay. Like we said at the beginning of the show, Pop and I have been talking about the zombie apocalypse. You've done a bunch of videos on it. We covered it once or twice on what's really going to happen if war breaks out.
Yeah, well, I heard it from a pretty good source that several of my zombie apocalypse videos were viewed at the highest level at the Secret Service.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
They're out there on detail like, look at this crazy fucker. Look at this shit. They're like the agents are showing each other. Look what the fuck, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm honored. I'm honored if you guys are watching. Yeah. It's all good. I have nothing against you guys.
We'd be happy to come brief you. Our fee is $250K.
I'll just take I'll just take a nice steak dinner. I don't need that. I don't do this for the money.
I'm in. I'll do it for the. I'm not gonna lie. I'll do it for the steak dinner too.
Yeah, we're not doing this for the money. There's no money in hope. I mean, come on.
I'm not flying, though. I'll drive.
Yeah, and I think we have, just to put this out there, I think we got 582 on the hook.
Yeah.
And possibly 583. We're waiting on that email to come in.
Wow. Wow, that's fucking... Hey, let's rip the Band-Aid off right away here and just get the thing over with.
Which thing? Oh, the briefing? All right. As you guys know, we do this to stop suicide, and we're up to 581 lives saved officially. Many of them have been read on the air. And this channel's been demonetized beyond all rhyme and reason. We pull in roughly 20 to 25% of what we did in the channel's heyday between 2015-2016. Any amount you guys send in to keep this thing rolling forward goes a long way. And there's a lot of people out there that are lost in the sauce and are struggling. And that's why we do the show, to pull them back from the brink. Because I'm sick and tired of throwing you dudes into the dirt because you're taking a permanent solution to a temporary goddamn problem. All right, so there you go. Now let's do this.
Okay, there. I wanted to get that out of the way. It's important to do, but we've got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I saw the links, man. There's a whole bunch of them. Let's roll through them pretty quick.
I'm trying. So right away, we start getting reports like this, okay? This is from News 8. I don't even know where this is from. Unalaska Rotary Club members trapped in Puerto Vallarta amid cartel violence following El Mencho killing. Okay, right away, these people are starting to report back that we're stuck, we can't get out. And this report is, I chose this one specifically because it was 2 hours after they picked off El Mencho. Hmm. 2 hours after they picked off El Mencho, this shit was happening already. So that's the reaction time that some of these things have.
Now, here's the thing. Since they whacked that one dude, if they were actually to cut the head off the snake to like maybe another half a dozen cartels, there would be absolute chaos.
Oh, my God. Lot, yes.
And they'd wipe each other out for the most part.
Yeah. Yes, they would.
Because the minute you cut the head off the snakes, there's new snakes that want to take the place.
Yeah.
And
absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. My head is whipping all over the screen here because I am trying to coordinate all of these freaking videos and everything.
And we have a map for that as well.
So. We do have a map for that. I'm not going to pull that up right now.
Yeah, if we don't get to it, send us an email. We will send it to you.
It is a map of the cartels and how they all came to be. And it's pretty damn interesting to see the timeline on that. We actually talked about Los Zetas at one point when we discussed the cartels originally. And hang on. I have an uncooperative video going here.
Yeah.
I have to kill that. Okay.
And look, this drug shit has been going on for a while. I mean, even when I was active, and I mean, I did very limited stuff down there, mm-hmm. and it was a shit show back then.
From what I saw, they didn't keep people down there for more than 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
They would rotate people out. I don't know if that's because the cartels would start to track members and try to kill them. Or...
I don't know. Well, I mean, we got the warning. Like, you have to have a minimum of six guys.
Out. Yeah, we rolled out with 8.
Because they were stabbing people at the pissers and doing all kinds of fucked up shit. It was bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, we did not go out without a vehicle, and we did not go out in less than 8 guys.
Yeah, when I was there, it was 6.
So. We were intel weenies. So 2 of the guys in the vehicle were not intel weenies, because intel weenies are not known for the abilities that you guys are known for.
Situational awareness.
Well, the shooty part and all of that. So
yeah,
I mean, we could do it to a degree, but basically, we need one of you guys to chaperone. it just is what it is. Okay, yep. So right away, right after this starts happening, the tourist videos start coming in, and we could do a whole fucking Thursday episode of these fucking women.
All right, let's. Here we go.
Okay. She's on vacation.
Well, we are currently stuck in Puerto Vallarta due to... Am I allowed to say this on TikTok?
What?
Cartel kidnapping retaliation. It's actually not funny at all. due to a cartel leader being captured yesterday and potentially... and now there's... stuff going on all over the city. Flights are canceled. We couldn't even get to the airport. So we're stuck here. And we don't know how long. So.
All right, let's just be honest here. How much security does that resort have?
A ton. Those resorts have, that's their money. That's millions of dollars a year.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I think they could be overrun. I really do.
I was just about to say, if I am not mistaken, I will bet you a lot of these resorts have a lot of cartel money in them.
Uh-huh.
So the cartels will protect the resorts.
To an extent.
To an extent, so long as the tourists stay in their little shell. Step outside and you're fair game.
I'm going to be honest. If I had, 3 platoons of guys,
yeah,
I could probably take that place over.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true. But I think cartel money protects these to a degree.
Yeah. 3 platoons is about 70-some-odd guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute what happens in downtown Puerto Vallarta, and these resorts are not being touched, which is what leads me to believe that the cartels are like, it's like Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If you fuck around in Vegas and weird shit happens, like that shooting that happened all those years ago, okay?
Yeah,
the mob. The mob runs that. They don't want their cash cow touched.
But towards the end of Pablo Escobar, he literally downed an airliner.
Yes, he got over the top
again. Desperate people do desperate shit, and correct. Those people down in these resorts are in mortal danger.
Absolutely, they are absolutely in mortal danger. And it's a matter of time. In the beginning, some of the cartel bosses who may have money in these resorts, and I don't know that they do for certain, but the resorts weren't touched while the city burned, which tells me that it's probable.
Okay.
But after X number of days, the little minions who are out there having a good time burning everything and raping everyone are not going to care anymore. And they're going to go, hey, we haven't done that place. Let's do that place.
Yeah, but the thing is to assault that that objective, mm-hmm. you're going to need more than, 10, 15 guys. You're going to need, 90 guys.
Well, I agree with you. I'm saying it's just a matter of time.
Yes, you're right. It's a matter of time before it starts to be attacked, in my opinion. Yes,
exactly. It's a matter of time before the little minions out there in the street run out of fucks and they're like, you know what? I don't care. Let's just do this place.
Yep.
It's full of hot touristas. Let's go tear it up.
Touristas.
Yeah.
Is that a real word?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, my Spanish is far from perfect, but I can understand a shitload.
Actually, I was pretty good with it back in the day. I forgot most of it. I don't have a Brown Dictionary girlfriend anymore. So.
A Brown Dictionary, that's great. So now here is what happened at some of the more local resorts, though. Shit began to get spicy almost immediately. This is within 3-4 hours.
That's AK. Yeah.
Yeah. That's outside the walls of, that looks like a bullfighting ring. Yep.
That's
or a show horse ring.
Pásense para abajo, pásense para abajo. Señora, pásense para abajo. Pásense para abajo.
All those people who are alive
are just
staying down, which is smart.
Yeah.
Pásense para abajo, amigo. Pásense para abajo, señora.
Wow. There's okay. 5.56. There's 7.62x39. There's 308 in there.
Yeah. There's some small arms. There's some smaller arms, too. You can hear the occasional pop of like a 45 or something.
Or it's probably 9mm.
Now, I want to point out that all of the people out there who go, oh, I'd be fine. I'd just run for cover, this, that, and the other.
No.
Okay, these Mexican citizens here are used to the occasional cartel bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're used to the occasional cartel bullshit, and look where they all are
on the floor
when the shit hits the fan. Unless you are a trained soldier who has already seen some shit, your first reaction is going to be to try to become one with Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna duck and cover,
and those gunfights are taking place within 400 meters of where they are.
Oh, easily. Yeah, it's just outside the walls of that. This place looks like a little show horse arena or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in Mexico.
Bullfighting and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But these are Mexicans who are used to cartel BS, and their first reaction is to get the fuck down. This guy knows, by the way. You know the reaction of the guy who's doing all the talking, who's standing up? See how calm he is?
Yeah.
Homeboy's seen some shit.
He's like, get down, it'll be okay, stay low.
Yeah. Everybody inside.
Yeah, there's some guys fighting in semi-auto out there, too. And those bullets are going over the top.
Yeah, here to snap.
Yeah.
Con cuidado, señora, no corra.
Okay, be careful, lady.
That's 5.56.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's the 308.
That's the 308 right there. But did you see the look on the guy's face?
Yeah.
He's done something.
He's an old guy. He's been around.
I know, but he's way too cool.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Pásalos para abajo, güey. Amigo, pásense para acá.
He's telling me to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, go this way.
Oh, that was...
Amigo,
that was an automatic 9mm. And also, you have to understand, in Mexico, the average people are not allowed to have guns.
Uh-huh.
So they're helpless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's tables down below that railing I just saw.
They're empty, but of course.
Alongside of our friend there, I saw basically four states of person. There were a couple of guys who were like him, who seemed to be to get it.
Uh-huh.
There were the ones trying to crawl under the freaking patio stones. There were a couple of people just frozen in place. And there were a couple of people who were like running back and forth, like they didn't know which way to go.
That's actually very common.
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm pointing out, is there's basically four different reactions.
Yeah.
Freeze and stand there with a stupid look on your face, which is bad and gets you killed.
Yes. Running back and forth is just like duck hunt.
It is like duck hunt. It gets you killed, but slower.
Yeah.
unassing the AO, getting the fuck out of there, mm-hmm. fighting back if you have the capability, but that usually requires some sort of training, and like Pop pointed out, you need a weapon to do that, so.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's... This is crazy that this was this close to these people like this.
It's all over the place. I mean, there's nothing you could do.
No.
Like, you're just going to have to stay in there.
Okay, he's checking the tables down below. I see what he's doing.
That's yeah. semi-automatic.
Yeah.
Con cuidado, párese, amigo, párese. Párese, con cuidado, eh?
This guy's just trying to get everybody out that he can. Good on him.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Todos bájenos para abajo.
Holy smoke. Okay. That gives you an idea. This, like I said, 2-3 hours into it, this kicks off. Okay? You're at this state. You've got the heavy gunfire and everything.
They're probably going after some of the local police stations.
They shot up the National Guards, too.
Yeah.
They shot up the National Guards. So let's take a look at what we're up against. And we heard all kinds of stuff. We know that the Lozadas had the Mexican Special Forces guys. And we know that those Special Forces guys started training cartel members. But now this new cartel has taken over Lozadas. Uh-huh. And... they've got pretty much infinite cash. Okay, flat out, these guys pretty much have infinite
cash. Well, they got God mode cash.
They do. They have God mode cash. Yeah. Yeah. And
they got the cheat code for cash.
Yeah, exactly. But watch this bunch of yahoos and tell me what you see as a professional soldier.
Well, those are... lightly armored vehicles, they're not that heavy.
Uh-huh.
The tires are the weak point.
It'll stop most conventional small arms, though.
No. They got 40 millimeters. That's an AR-10 platform. That's a Kemet. Yeah, these are cartel guys?
These are the cartel guys. Now, the first thing I picked up on is the bravado mm-hmm. and the way they're all standing like superheroes.
They don't care, yeah.
One, they don't care. Two, this is a sport for them. Three, they're not real professionals. Are they dangerous? They're dangerous as fuck.
The people who are the least professional are the most unpredictable.
Yeah, these guys are seriously dangerous. Would they stand a chance against a platoon of U.S. Marines? They'd be dead in minutes.
I wouldn't say minutes, but they got some heavy firepower there. You'd have to bring in some, you need indirect and need air support.
Yeah. The question is, under disciplined fire, would they break?
Probably.
The way the bravado that I see there, I think they would break. Anyway, there's only one way to find out.
I most certainly do not want to do that.
No, I don't want to find out either. But see these vehicles here?
They're all armored.
Yeah.
It's got a turret on top. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's a 1919 A6 on that turret.
What's a 1919?
Wow, look how far. That's like 200 or 300 guys.
Yeah. There's a battalion here.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a battalion of these guys. They are all rigged out. They've got everything painted. Those windows, that's
bulletproof.
That's bulletproof right there. That's geared to take hits.
Yeah. Probably won't stop a 50, but everything else.
No. These guys don't plan to go up against anything significant. You don't take vehicles like that to...
That guy had a Beretta 50 cal.
What guy?
Back up a little.
Up there, yeah.
Yeah, you see it?
On the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a Barrett or is that a Macmillan? Look at the muzzle.
It could be a Macmillan.
I think it might be a Macmillan. Anyway, these are the guys that are coming to town. Now, when a major population area collapses, if there is a group like this around, this is definitely going to happen.
They're
going to
take over.
He's got a drum. Yeah. They're going to go for resources right the fuck away. absolutely going to go for resources right the fuck away.
Yep.
Let's see if I can find. I know I had one here. Where shot nobody. We armed them. Mexico Black House sent your foot of prison breaks. They have garages where they're building all of these, and it's a full-time job for people.
Yep, for now. Yeah. Like, if we get involved in this, those are all going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever these vehicles are parked, they're going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
We're not having any of that. If they live in a barracks, that's going up in smoke.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need to find that right now. That's not that important. But I will move on to share this tab here. Now, right away, the National Guard starts taking fire. The Mexican National Guard and the police. They lose 27 guys right away in the first couple of hours of daylight action.
Mm-hmm.
And this keeps going. But one of the things that happens when...
Are you sharing that? Because it's not... We can't see it.
I'm about to share it.
Oh, okay.
One of the things that happens right away is... the force gets divided to a degree because now you have to have guys secure an airfield. Now you have to have guys escort things, and you get the CASVAC action going on. This is a Black Hawk CASVACing to a hospital in the area, which also means you're about to lose your hospitals as a civilian.
Ah, the Crash Hawk. Oh, yeah, those guys are fucked. See, I don't understand why they're on wheels, because typically we just run them out on a stretcher.
This is Mexico. No, they're at a hospital.
Oh, I know. Okay.
What they've done is taken over a hospital for their CASVAC. As they're pulling guys off of the field, they're taking them to an actual hospital, and that's what I'm talking about. That's one of the things that's going to get you're going to lose first is real medical attention.
Yeah.
So if you get fucked up while this is going on,
you're probably not going to make it.
You're not going to get aid.
Not right away.
Unless you've got somebody who can do the aiding for you, you're not getting any aid because the military or the gangs are going to take over these hospitals.
Wow.
Yeah. So right away, you're locked down to the area you're in. You've lost the streets. And you've lost the hospitals. Okay, this is in the first couple of hours of a major urban area falling.
Yeah.
We now have real visual aids for...
And then once it goes over 72 hours, that you get desperate people coming out in the street because they want water and food.
We are at 72 hours right now. I expect to start seeing things. One of the other things that happens is you get these roving gangs out there. And like I mentioned with the cartel guys that are all dicked out and everything, my Lord Bebo, thanks. I'm giving you props for all of your work. Because I don't want to claim everybody else's work. I'm borrowing it and showing it.
Yep.
So everybody gets it's in all the links. None of the links are changed. It links back to the original creators in all cases. Because
we'll send you all these links if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, this is a cartel rolling around. Watch this shit.
Oh shit.
They're lighting up that truck.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Those are grenades.
Yeah. He's 40 mic miking him.
Yeah. He's getting 40 mic. They have a Mark 19?
Yeah. No, not a Mark 19. It's probably a couple of 203s or one of those six round.
Yep. That dude's dead. He's got to be dead by now. Yep. They're gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
So what you're seeing here, these are not professional soldiers. Yeah. Professionals don't do shit like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole shake your forehead thing, it wasn't shake your forehead. It was to do this with the front of the car.
Yeah.
Grind him out. He was trying to grind him out. But you're right. These aren't professionals. This is the street thugs. This is going to be the biggest threat. This is right after nightfall yesterday. No, the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
We're in hour 72 right now.
Wow. Holy.
All of this was going on by dark yesterday. Yeah. So within 24 hours, you've got this going on in the streets. Now you can't go out after dark.
Why would you go out after dark? I mean, it's a death sentence.
Well, no, I understand. But what I'm saying is everything gets taken away a piece at a time, and it happens this fast.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
That's the point here. People think it's like some strange slow roll like it is in the movies. It's not.
No. It's quick. It's,
boom, everything's gone. Everything gets kicked out.
Well, first of all, if they cut the power, that is a huge morale blow to everybody.
Yes.
And then you cut off the water. Now the clock's ticking. Holy crap.
Well, but wait.
There's more.
If you order now, we'll cut all the freeways for you, too.
And listen, I've said this before. Like, if there's ever a two-way rifle range here in the United States, you cut off basically the arteries to the major blue resistance zones. You cut off their power. You cut off their egress.
I already have a map for all of that.
You cut off their water, and then you literally just wait till it's like a siege. And that's what's going on right here.
I already have a map for where we live, what roads to leave open, mostly dirt roads that nobody pays attention to, and what roads to cut off like this that are major ingress areas.
Yep.
But the cartels immediately started doing this. They immediately went to town on the entrance roads.
But here's the thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, they're very dangerous right now. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, once the world sees just how powerful they are, they're going to get wiped out.
They don't have the sustainability. The thing with a national government is, especially if you're in their yard, they have sustainability because their resources are tremendous. Mm-hmm. Now, the cartels have cash. They're cash fat. But they don't have the resources to sustain this kind of an operation over a prolonged period of time.
Correct.
But it's going to be long enough that the regular populace is going to get done right in the goat ass.
Oh, that's what's happening.
That is what's happening.
But the thing
is, that's what will happen in every urban center here in the U.S.
You just showed that line of soldiers. Yep. With their vehicles.
Battalion of them.
They could easily overrun one of these, mm-hmm. you know, ritzy resorts.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
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 In an hour. The whole thing would be down in an hour.
Yeah, it'd be horrible.
The problem with these cartels, though, that I know of anyway, is when they perform military operations like this, they don't have any idea about sustainment. And I'm going to be blunt. The only countries in the world that have any idea at all about sustainment is the U.S. and Japan and, oddly, France.
France. The surrender monkeys.
Okay.
I think it's because they have the French Foreign Legion. But
yeah. Israel's really good at keeping their troops going, but they're fighting in a shoebox.
Uh-huh.
So sustainment's not a big deal to them because it's literally handing it to the guy in front of you.
And also, when Israel decides it's going to fight, it calls up like a million and 2 million reservists that just show up.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool. But
for prolonged operations, though, nobody comes close to us. That's our real military superpower. Mm-hmm. We're incredibly good at sustainment operations.
But anyway, again, you can see those like cheesy up armored vehicles they have.
Yeah.
No, don't get me wrong. I mean, I wouldn't, if they were rolling around, I would not engage them unless I had, you know, a LAW rocket or an AT-4.
And a platoon of guys at least, and something in the air overhead.
Yeah.
I like air. Air is good. Anyway, so they started doing this right away. These are the roads that go into Puerto Vallarta, okay?
Yep.
Once this is done to your road, ship goes sideways to that.
Yeah.
Okay, because you can't get anything in or out, which is the point. And once you can't get anything in or out, things become complicated really fast.
I bet you 10 to 1. You got the Ranger Regiment on standby. You got the 82nd on standby. You got Marines, you know, steaming towards that direction right now.
A lot of people saying we got people pointed at Iran right now, but my guess is that might be a feint. I would guess that what you just said is correct, that we've probably got a brigade of the 82nd or at least part of 18th Airborne Corps.
Yeah.
And a battalion of the Rangers.
If you are in other country and you wake up in the morning and you have a battalion of airborne Rangers on the ground,
you're about to have a really bad day.
you be prepared to line out a division to get rid of them. That's what it's going to take.
Yeah. You're going to have a very bad day. They are a fucking buzzsaw.
And I was honored to be there. I really was. But you can't do it forever.
No, that is not a, that's, I don't know anybody who served in the regiment for an entire career.
No.
I don't know anybody who did that.
Yeah. That's almost unheard of.
Yeah.
12 years, yes, but usually they rotate you out, move you around and stuff. So
the longest I knew, you were there for what, three?
A little over almost 2.5 years.
2.5 years. The longest that I knew of, I knew a couple of NCOs that did like 6 years.
Yeah, they're cooked in the noodle.
Yeah.
They're institutionalized. That's why I did not want to stay there that long. I mean, I'm crazy as it is, and I only did a short-term deployment with those guys.
Yeah.
But wow.
Meanwhile, back in the jungles, remember how the army took over the one hospital? Right? Mm-hmm. Well, the cartels promptly took over the other one, and now you have no hospitals.
Yep. And I bet you 10 to 1 they're going to attack each other's hospitals.
Probably. Yeah. The cartels took this hospital over. Now you've lost both hospitals. Okay. The point of showing you all this is when you have quickly you lose everything. So what they're doing is hurting the staff to where they can control them. And they'll walk in and they'll say, give me a doctor and two nurses. Come fix this guy.
Uh-huh.
And if you say no, they'll just shoot somebody.
That's awesome.
Or if you hurt somebody, they'll go and grab somebody and shoot that guy. That's how the cartels operate.
Yeah, I know.
Well known. That's heavily documented.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. But now you've got the army owns one hospital and the cartels own the other hospital. Suddenly you have no medical resources at all. You hear people talk about prepping and stuff like that. It's just a matter of be prepared, man. Just be fucking prepared. But the best part of situations like this, and I know you've encountered this too. I'm positive you've encountered this too. You always have the one fucking guy. You always have the one fucking guy. Middle of a war zone, this motherfucker does not care.
He's cooking.
Business as usual, baby. That's in front of his restaurant.
People got to eat, man.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm going to make menudo. Anybody want some chicken? I got pollo oroso.
That dude's got some balls, man.
Yeah, there's always the one guy who just does not give a fuck. And God bless those guys, man.
Yep.
Because it's like this little tiny, itty-bitty light of sanity in the middle of a war zone. And you see him and you're like, oh.
It was the same thing in Iraq.
I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're sure.
Still making their falafels. Shit's going south. I mean,
major firefight, not 30 feet away. They don't care. They're making fucking chicken.
A lot of times, they just don't even shoot at those people.
Yeah.
They're like non-entities.
Right.
They're like, yeah, shoot around the guy cooking.
Yeah. Don't hit that guy.
Like in World War II, they would not shoot the chaplain.
It would be considered rude. Yeah. It would be considered rude.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets that crazy. But you've got that guy, and then this is less than 24 hours later. Okay?
Okay.
So it's less than 24 hours later. Less than 48 hours later.
So we are in PV, and we are in lockdown in our hotel. Now, we weren't expecting not to have any food, and all the stores to be closed, and the restaurants to be closed. And, you know, and last minute, literally, we went out, and there was only one grocery store, one little market street, and all of, like, the zona romántica that we can find. And the only thing we could really find was rice and plantains.
Which is a banana.
So guess what we're having for dinner tonight?
Huh?
See? Arroz blanco y plátanos. That's all we're doing, but we're staying alive. We're going to be like Cubans and eat arroz blanco con plantanito. The thing that we don't have is what? No alcohol whatsoever. That part sucks.
That part sucks.
Totally out of
no alcohol. That part sucks.
But again, this is less than 48 hours.
Yeah.
They're already running out of food. And when that starts to happen, 48 hours later, nerves are fried. Mm-hmm. Women are crying. Children are begging. And shit starts to go off the rails and people start to make bad mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that you're already fucking there. Now, this is 24 hours after the first attacks. So we're about 36 hours in at this point. This is Puerto Vallarta, the resort city, home of the Love Boat. 36 hours.
The fuck fest boat, yeah.
After the first attacks.
The goose, yeah, he's looking for food. Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that.
Okay. Whew. That's how fast this shit goes sideways.
Yep. And that could easily happen in a blue city once the cops say, fuck it. It's going to be on.
Yeah. Yeah, Minneapolis came close. There's a couple of places in the United States where this could, in fact, happen. And it's very real. If you live in an urban area, I would make sure you've got some escape routes planned. And the second anything starts to look shady, get the fuck out, man. Get the fuck out. It's not pleasant. It's bad. And where are we? Oh, it's almost time for the button pushing monkey to make his appearance.
It usually gets in about 9:15.
Here's some of what's going on outside of Puerto Vallarta. Vehicles that tried to get in.
Uh-huh. Got set on fire?
Well, I wouldn't want to be these dudes. You've seen this before.
Yeah, that's a sad ending.
This is a cartel caravan. How can I tell? How can you tell? Take a look. Look at the ground.
There's a weapon.
There's a weapon. Stacks of cash.
Wow.
Todo dicen que aquí todo está tranquilo.
Holy shit.
¿Tú crees que alguien venga a limpiar esto o lo van a tapar como siempre?
Look at those holes. They got it. That's 50 caliber shit.
That's 50 cal right there.
They got pumped from the those guys are so dead.
Yeah.
People are going to get fucked up.
Yeah, and the fact that there's